Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Brewer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we are in Mark chapter 11 today as we are reflecting on Holy Week. We're back on Holy Week. We're looking at this section where Jesus, he's coming into Jerusalem, and he passes a fig tree. And in Mark 11, it says he curses the fig tree because it's not bearing any fruit. And he says, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And then sometime later, they come back and they see that the fig tree has indeed been withered. And Jesus ends up talking to them about faith in God, faith that can move mountains, prayer, right? Praying in faith and asking God big things like the moving of the mountain, and then forgiveness, about receiving the forgiveness of sins and being forgiving toward others. And it seems at first kind of strange when you look at it and you're like, why is Jesus talking to this fig tree? Why does he curse it? Is he just being mean to the fig tree? And the answer is no. The whole thing is sort of a symbolic representation of the nation and the people of Israel, that they have not borne spiritual fruit. John chapter 15, you know, Jesus talks about that he's the vine, we're the branches, right? That if we remain in him, and he in us, we will bear much fruit. And apart from him, we can't do anything. And this is the same section where Jesus goes in and cleanses the temple, right? Because of the way that the people of Israel, instead of the temple being a house of prayer, where people can actually connect to God, they've made it a den of robbers, is what the scriptures call it. Merchants selling things. It's noisy and smelly, and it's all about money exchange. And so this fig tree represents the people of Israel, that it's a tree that's not bearing fruit. There is no faith there. There's no genuine relationship with God and abiding in God. And multiple times Jesus in the scriptures says, right, those that don't bear fruit, they're cut off. And so it's a call to repentance in some ways. And then when his disciples see it and Jesus says, look, if you have faith, you really trust the Lord, love the Lord, walk with the Lord, you'll have faith to move mountains, to pray in faith, to pray for big things, to believe God for big things. And then he talks about the importance of forgiveness, which again, you read it and it seems maybe at first a little random, but you think about the Lord's Prayer when Jesus' disciples come to him and say, hey, teach us to pray. What should we be praying for? What's in that prayer? Jesus says, right, the kingdom come, God's will be done. Give us the things that we need today. That's a prayer of faith. Give us today our daily bread. Then he goes right into forgiveness. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. At the heart of the gospel and at the heart of a relationship with God is this recognition of, Lord, I need to be forgiven. And my forgiveness, I am forgiven. My forgiveness has been purchased through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, what we're celebrating right now. He's alive, which means I can be alive. I can have new life in him. The slate is wiped clean for me, but that then must result in forgiving others and having a forgiving heart toward others. So I want to ask us just to consider something, maybe a few questions. One, are you abiding in the Lord? Are you abiding in the Lord such that you're seeing spiritual fruit in your life? And listen, it's not about the amount of fruit and looking at, you know, am I growing in every area? All of us have different difficult seasons. Sometimes we're going to be growing at different rates. I'm talking about looking at your life and saying, do I see any spiritual fruit? Do I see evidence? Yes, that I'm abiding in Christ. Ask the Lord to help you in this area. Lord, help me to abide in you, to rest in you, to remain in you, such that I will see fruit in my life growing. Secondly, right, just when it comes to prayer, are you praying? Are you praying in faith? I'll be the first one to admit, there are sometimes I look at my prayer life and I'm like, Lord, I am not praying in the way that God deserves, if that makes sense. He's a big God. And there is nothing wrong with praying over your food and praying for traveling mercies, but we should be praying for more than that. Let's pray the kingdom come. Pray in faith, really believing God for big things. And secondly, thirdly, how's your heart just when it comes to forgiveness? Are you daily remembering and receiving the forgiveness of God into your life personally? Remembering and preaching to yourself that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You've been justified, set free. Christ was condemned in your place that you would never be. And are you forgiving others? Do you see coming out of your heart forgiveness? Are you fighting that battle well when you see bitterness well up or unforgiveness that you're holding on to? Do you say, Lord, help me here. I release that to you. I forgive that person because of the way in which you have forgiven me, because you have forgiven me. Let's take a moment. I'm going to pray for us, and then I just want to give you a chance to pray and reflect on those things. Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for these illustrations. And there's a warning here, Father. We don't want to be not bearing fruit, not remaining in you. In fact, God, if we're in Christ, that means we do remain in you. And we thank you that you grow in us the fruit of the Spirit. Father, we ask that you'd help us in all these areas. You'd help us to pray in faith. God, you would help us to remain and abide in you. And Father, you would help us to receive the forgiveness that you so freely offer in Jesus and then freely offer it to others. God, we love you and we thank you for who you are. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray for yourself.